This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to policy where healthcare meets homelessness. If a person has a big operation in a hospital, then gets discharged, the expectation is they'll go home to recuperate if they have a place. Dan Crocker of Minnesota Public Radio reports on a new approach to address a growing need.
Hi.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Kate Bradley opens the door to the Bob Tavani House for Medical Respite in Duluth.
Don't worry about shoes.
Bradley is one of two live-in volunteers at the home, which opened in 2018. She says she saw the acute need for a facility like this when she volunteered at another shelter in Duluth.
Folks would get a cab voucher from one of the hospitals and show up with drainage tubes hanging off of them, saying, you know, the hospital said you could stay, you'd have a place for me.
Medical respite centers like the Bob Tavani House are intended for people who are too ill to recover on the street or in a shelter, but who no longer require care at a hospital. Bradley says they provide a warm bed for up to three people at a time and help them connect with housing and other resources when they're ready to leave.
We are people for people who need people.
There are now more than 130 medical respite centers around the country. More than half have opened in just the past decade. Duluth physician Jamie Conniff says the homes help break a sad cycle.
People get better in the hospital. They're discharged back into homelessness, right back into the conditions that leads to worsened health.
Which often puts them right back in the hospital. Julia Dobbins with the National Institute for Medical Respite Care says that's bad for patients and the hospital's bottom lines.
We know that people experiencing homelessness often stay in the hospital up to 4.1 days longer than they really need to be in the hospital. And if you're saying maybe on average, it's $2,000 a day just to be in a hospital bed, that's very expensive for the system.
That's why many healthcare systems around the country are starting to invest in medical respite centers. But the Bob Tavani House is powered almost exclusively by volunteers and charitable donations, something it recognizes may not be sustainable in the long run. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.